Introduction to The Epistle of Paul to the Romans. Why study this book? The Epistle to the Romans is the longest of Paul's epistles and is regarded by many people as his greatest. This epistle contains his most complete explanation of the doctrine of justification by faith in Jesus Christ rather than by the performances of the law of Moses. It contains many teachings about the doctrines of salvation and the practical application of those doctrines to daily life. Through their study of this book, students can gain a greater appreciation of the atonement of Jesus Christ and the hope and peace that all people may find in Christ. Who wrote this book? The Apostle Paul is the author of the Epistle of the Romans. In this epistle, Paul used the assistance of a scribe, Tertius, who wrote his own greeting to the Roman saints near the conclusion of the epistle. When and where was it written? Paul wrote this epistle to the Romans from Corinth, near the end of his third missionary journey. Several clues suggest that Paul wrote this epistle during the 3 months he stayed in Corinth. See Acts 20, verses 2 and 3. The term Greece in these verses refers to Corinth, possibly between AD 55 and 56. See also Bible Dictionary, Pauline Epistles. To whom was it written and why? The Epistle to the Romans is addressed to members of the Church in Rome. The origins of the Church in Rome are unknown, but probably date to soon after the day of Pentecost, when Jews visiting from Rome heard Peter preach. Though Paul had not yet been to Rome, he wrote greetings to specific saints he knew, either by prior acquaintance or through others who lived in Rome, such as Priscilla and Aquila. There seem to be at least three main reasons why Paul sent the epistle to the Romans. Number one, to prepare for his future arrival in Rome. For years, Paul had wanted to preach the gospel in Rome. He also hoped the church in Rome would serve as a base from which he could serve a mission to Spain. Number two, to clarify and defend his teachings. Paul faced repeated opposition from individuals who misunderstood or distorted his teachings about the law of Moses and faith in Christ. Paul evidently had reason to suspect that such misunderstandings had reached the church members in Rome, so he wrote to alleviate any concerns before he arrived. Number three, to promote unity between Jewish and Gentile members of the church. Not long before Paul wrote this epistle, Jewish Christians who had been expelled from Rome by Emperor Claudius began returning to Rome and predominantly Gentile Christian congregations. This situation may have given rise to some of the tensions and problems between Jewish and Gentile Christians. As the apostle of the Gentiles, see Romans 11:13, Paul sought to integrate Gentile converts into the church. Yet, as a Jew, Paul also felt a great desire for his own people to accept the gospel. Paul promoted church unity by teaching how doctrines of the gospel apply to all saints. What are some distinctive features of this book? After an opening greeting, the epistle begins with a statement of its theme. The gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation, to all who live by faith in Jesus Christ. Though the Epistle of the Romans has played an important role in Christian history, it has also unfortunately been, quote, the source of more doctrinal misunderstanding, misinterpretation, and mischief than any other biblical book, end quote, according to Elder Bruce R. McConkie of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. See Doctrinal New Testament Commentary, Volume 2, page 211. Even among early Christians, Paul's writings were regarded as hard to be understood, and his teachings were sometimes distorted and misrepresented. See 2 Peter 3:15-16. Outline. Romans chapters 1-3. Paul explains the doctrine of justification by faith in Jesus Christ. Paul defines the plight of sinfulness that faces all mankind and teaches that God's solution to this problem for all people is the atonement of Jesus Christ. By faithfully accepting the atonement of Jesus Christ, all mankind may be justified or forgiven and receive salvation. Romans chapters 4-8. Paul cites the example of Abraham to illustrate the doctrine of justification by faith. He expounds doctrines of salvation and teaches how those doctrines affect the lives of all who have faith in Christ. Romans chapters 9 through 16. Paul writes about Israel's elect status, present rejection of the gospel, and eventual salvation. Paul counsels Jewish and Gentile church members to live the gospel so there will be peace and unity in the church. He pleads for the saints in Rome to continue to keep the commandments.